Chicago's Board of Education voted yesterday to continue having police officers stationed in schools. The vote came at the end of a long day, at the end of a long summer full of debate and protest demanding an end to the program. Sarah Karp is here to tell us what happened. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So, Sarah, what happened yesterday?
So youth activists spent the day outside Chicago Public Schools downtown headquarters. They've spent the last 2 months holding protests, some of them in front of the houses of board members. And several aldermen came to address the board, most of them urging them to remove police. But in the end, the break of the vote was four people voted to keep the contract and two voted not to. And one abstained. This is a scaled down contract from last year. It's only $12 million. Last year, it was $33 million. Also, board members pretty much held their positions. Those who want to keep police in schools say it should be up to local school principals and parents in the community because they know what their school needs. Dwayne Trust says it's really a conundrum that parents in his community face.
Would they want an officer in the school? No, they don't. Honestly, they really don't, but however, by necessity.
So what he's saying is that while parents don't want police in schools, generally they want it to feel safe, and they don't feel safe if the police aren't in schools. But those against it say policing is broken and Black and Latino students are disproportionately harmed by having police in schools.
Some local school councils voted to remove the school police officers, but members voted to keep the police officers in 55 schools. Were Board of Ed members satisfied with this outcome?
Some were. As I said before, not just Board of Education members, but also Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Janice Jackson, who's the head of Chicago Public Schools, say schools should get to decide. But the two board members that voted against the contract with the police department said the way the LSEs voted actually shows the problem with having this be a local decision. All but two of the 17 schools that voted to remove police are majority Latino or are diverse with a significant white population. Board members pointed out that a lot of schools left with police have mostly Black students, and a lot of them have a lot of students with special needs. Board member Amy Rome pointed out that these are some of the same students who are over-policed and targeted.
While LSC involvement is critical, it does not take a necessary whole system view of what's an issue of justice and a civil rights issue. If we pay attention to the data and the evidence about the school-to-prison pipeline, pushing this vote to the LSCs was not the right approach.
Kids aren't even in classrooms right now, so why is the Board of Ed debating this right now?
Basically, the reason is that the contract was up in August, so if they wanted to re-up it, they needed to do it right now. Now, that is true that the contract isn't that police won't actually be in schools, because schools won't be open until at least November 8th after the first quarter. And what CPS has said is that we're not paying police when they're not in schools. And the fact that this is up to some debate is sort of interesting. But that's one of the reasons why the contract is so much less this year than it was last year. Last year it was $33 million. This year it's only $12 million. And part of that is because at least we know for one quarter students won't be in school.
So what happens now?
So one thing to know is that there was a connected resolution that requires the school district to come up with an alternative safety plan by March 24th, and this passed. The idea is that if local school councils had a well-thought-out alternative safety plan to police in schools, then maybe they'd be okay with having police removed. But just to be very clear, this does not guarantee that after this contract ends next August that Chicago won't have police in schools anymore. It just creates sort of a path for them to be phased out. Also, my suspicion is that we haven't heard the last from youth activists who are very insistent that police should not be in schools.
That's WBEZ's education reporter, Sarah Karp. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.